At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
What the heck is good, everybody?
Oh, did you mess up?
Matt, bring your mic up. And Matt is editing a TikTok.
Yep.
You may have seen it go viral on TikTok recently.
Yeah, probably.
Yes. I think Taylor Swift probably liked it also.
Did you post it?
No, because I just need some. Because you were like, you just turned on the beginning and stuff. And
I did not say that.
I said it. I want it to be perfect.
I know, but I think the beginning kind of like invite people are like
you're very like, oh, what am I gonna do?
Yes,
what am I about
to do? I think there's something that where everyone's like, wait, this is
he's about to go off.
Oh, okay. I didn't look at it that way, but
pop off, King.
I like. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just trying to be all cool with it.
You
yeah,
do look pretty cool, or as Maddie Healy would say, you look
so cool.
Did you know that Emo Night is opening for the 1975 at Lollapalooza?
That's sick.
Not actually opening for them. They're just performing before them.
On the same stage?
I don't know. They don't know the stages yet.
Is TJ going to be like,
day.
We warmed it up for you?
Probably.
Warmed up the stage.
My two husbands performing on the same day.
That's
like,
wild.
What more could I ask for?
I need to find a new bachelor party city.
Why?
Why? You're not doing
party
it at the
city.
I'm having my bachelor party for party city. They have a little fun room.
Bachelor party city.
A little pizza party. Guys, we got pizza.
There's just some stuff that's like come up with like we were going to do.
We can talk about it
like,
on the car ride home.
But I don't know. I don't know.
Austin?
I might do Nashville.
No, let's go to Austin.
Don't do Nashville.
You think so? Why not? The Tuchugi?
Yeah. Pretty chug.
Let's go to Austin.
I guess, but like Austin doesn't excite me that much because I've just been there so much.
Well, you should do what you want to do.
What about Alaska?
I don't want to charge them all that money to go to Alaska.
Go to North Korea.
Where?
Daddy, buy me North Korea.
Where are most of the people located?
Oh, I would say Texas.
Okay.
What's good, everyone? Welcome
Scottsdale.
Back. Oh. Matt, let's get on track.
Well, he's just shooting the shit.
Yeah.
What do you have to do today?
I'm sick of it.
You're sick of the shit. You're sick of him shooting.
Listen here, you little shit.
What month would you do it? Because it's going to be like summer. You'll have a summer batch.
It'll be a cool. Is it cool summer?
Cruel.
Oh, cruel. Oh, that's not as fun.
What?
Like a cool summer. That's like a fun.
We'll do a deep dive on the ride home. And you can listen to the lyrics and then you'll be like, oh, I get it.
You should see the Freeform Digital show Cruel Summer, though.
It is really good.
No, I thought it was HBO.
Is it about Taylor Swift?
It's on HBO.
I think it was okay.
I liked it. Aaron didn't like the actors.
The acting was.
I usually don't like anything that's set in high school.
Same. But you like Euphoria.
Okay, yeah, but like Euphoria is
that's
like.
That's like they're doing fentanyl. This is not like.
This is nothing like Euphoria. To me, it just like. Went on for too long and the acting wasn't good.
I know. Well, I think the main girl was like not that bad.
Oh, she was the one that
the
I was
principal
like,
was
I
the
cannot.
Worst. Or the teacher.
I don't even remember.
I
it
don't
was like
either.
Years ago now.
I don't remember the teacher either. Was that during pandemic times?
Yes.
We watched that?
Yeah, just about.
Were they making another season?
I thought so.
No, there shouldn't be.
No, I thought there was a second
season. The ending is perfect.
I don't remember how it ended.
Because it ended
finds
up becoming
her in
a
the basement or something?
Do we want to say how it ended when we just recommended people watch it? Huh?
Well,
is that
I
what
just,
we're going to do here?
Yeah, that's true. I don't remember how it ends, but I remember being like, okay, I'm satisfied. But I thought it was setting up for another season.
No, I think it was just a good ending.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Like a good, like an end to a good book.
I started watching the show The Traitors last night. Really good. Would recommend.
Have you seen The Night Agent?
No.
On Netflix?
Someone else has been
Jason's
watching
Jason's ex-wife, Marnie, is the executive producer.
Oh.
I went to the premiere. It was really fucking good.
Ooh,
it's
okay.
Kind of like a 24 meets like...
Who's in it?
Some guy.
Let me look.
It's like Ryan Gosling?
No, yeah. No,
some
no,
guy
no.
Carly
it's,
yesterday.
I think it's like a new guy. It was really good. We saw it at like the Netflix's theater, which is like an incredible, it might be the best movie theater I've ever been to.
Netflix is a theater out here?
Okay, yeah. Well, it's like for their own premieres. It's
this
real
guy truly is some guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Never seen this man. Gabriel Basso?
Yeah, Gabe Basso.
No, I think it's his first thing.
He looks like a Disney Channel kid.
What?
You dated him?
No.
What?
His last name is... Oh, his name in the show is Sutherland. I was like...
Oh, yeah, no, that's... Yeah, Kiefer Sutherland.
No, I literally was like, is this his son?
No, it's not. That would be funny, bless though. You. That's a good show.
I'm sorry, one more question about appendix. What?
I'm wearing the same thing from last episode.
Matt!
How dare you break the fourth wall? Matt, when... Was it so hard to like sneeze and cough after your appendix?
Yes.
The first time I sneezed, I thought my stitches ripped open. Yeah. It hurt so bad, and I looked and I was like, oh, it's fine.
I don't know anyone on this show.
Silly Goose? Is that what your shirt says?
What's wrong with that?
You gotta go. That's
Silly Goose?
No, that's really good. And what is Camp Hit? What is your saying?
Camp High.
What is that?
I have no idea. Just a fashion brand.
Say anything. Well, you smell?
I feel like I smell like I was in like a McDonald's or something.
What's Adam Melcher?
A really good musician who plays songs for...
You've worn that a lot.
I've worn it once on this podcast.
Really?
You have worn it? No, you've worn it a lot.
No, I've worn it not on this podcast.
I mean, for the years that I've known you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I wear it out in public.
You know, but you don't... When you're I'm not saying your wardrobe is limited, but
oh, it
you
is. No,
like,
I know it is.
You know what? I've worn this plenty. Now it's time to...
Oh, but like he's also supporting Adam.
He loves free clothes.
That's anti-Semitic.
I do have a limited wardrobe. I go for the Steve Jobs, Homer Simpson approach. Just
cartoon.
Wear the same thing every day, and then you need to make less decisions. I hate picking what clothes I need to wear.
I hate picking clothes, too.
Like, I got these jeans sent to me by the brand. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. What brand? Drop 'em.
Thrills. There's, like, some Australian brand.
Cute.
And they're great. It's all I wear now because I don't need to think about it. Yeah. I have one pair of pants. I put those pants on.
What, you have one pair of pants?
I mean, I have
you
like
threw all your others away.
No. I have like three other pairs of pants and like I'll wear this 2-3 days, wash it, then put it back on.
I love Wranglers.
Yeah.
It's the most reliable jeans I've ever owned.
I'm a Levi's gal.
501s?
I have like
501 C3.
10 to 12 pairs of Levi's.
Oh my
10
God.
10 to 12 pairs?
Yep. I love them so much.
Damn. I think I have like 3 or 4 pairs of jeans in total.
These are my most worn, though.
3 to 4 pairs of jeans? That's it, Carly?
I think so. I don't have
this
like
a
This
is one of two that I own.
You just said you had four.
Three, no, they're
four
not jeans.
Pairs?
Oh.
Yeah.
I guess so. I gotta get rid of some jeans
a
then.
Little goes
I feel
long
like
way.
I have like 12 pairs. But
and that's fine. I just like...
You also... Yeah, Carly like goes to Crossroads a lot. So she's just like a minimalist.
Is that the best bang for your buck?
In terms of like those thrift stores,
yeah, because sometimes like now I'm like, oh, I got some really good finds, but do I sell them on Depop or should I just take them to the thrift store and get the cash?
I mean, you can definitely get way more money selling on Depop, but it's like you have to do all of the work yourself.
It's a bit of like kind of it sounds kind of a bit of a hassle.
Are people still Depopping?
Yeah,
yeah.
Crossroads is fun though.
I've stopped Depopping though.
Depopping.
I'm over Depopped.
You're depopped.
I'm depooped. Depooped out.
That is funny.
But let's talk food, guys. That's what we're
lunch.
Here.
We
just had
we
lunch.
We just had lunch.
Food is one of my favorite things in the world, I will say.
Wow.
You and Matt are on very different sides of the spectrum, by the way.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Matt.
What do you mean?
Matt does not like food? Eating as an act.
Yes.
Like, he doesn't like the idea of, like, sitting down, putting the fork in, putting it in your mouth, chewing it. It's a big fucking all to do.
We have to do it 3 times a day or we're going to die.
I understand like, that. I hate the idea of cooking. Like, I have to do all this.
Matt just wants to, like, drink a Soylent and, like, move on with his day.
I am on the same page with that sometimes. I love food, but, like, so much of the time, I'm like, I just want to, like, have something that's going to fill me up and give me calories or whatever, and I don't have to think about it.
Yeah, I'm really impatient.
Yeah.
I'm impatient when it comes to, like, breakfast and lunch. Dinner, I look forward to, because, like, I don't know, that's, like, a nice time of rest. The day is over, but I'm always worried about feeling too sedated, like, after I eat, because sometimes when I meet,
like
I'm like,
heavy.
I want to take a nap.
Mm. Well, that means you're not eating the right foods, then.
Also, I've been I sometimes feel really, what's the word, like, I'm already full really fast, too, which is weird, but I think that's also a combination of anxiety.
It is,
like, I think. I have a weird relationship with it, but I I respect food.
I respect it. Do we all wake up hungry, or does it take a while to eat breakfast?
I'm hungry. I cannot eat in the morning. I wake up, and if you like put food in front of me, it looks terrible. I don't eat till like 1 o'clock.
And you, wait, that's crazy. You didn't eat anything before this, and that was your lunch?
Yeah. This morning I had a yogurt because I didn't have my coffee because I ran out of beans. But normally,
did you not have any coffee?
I had my energy.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I. But normally, what I do before this podcast is I'll drink a big glass of water, have a cup of coffee, and then I'll eat whenever noon, whatever break? Time.
Whoa!
Tell everyone what your lunch normally consists of.
Here or at home?
Here, when you come here.
So here it's a melange of different things. We have
you got your chili pistachios.
It's like squirrel food.
It's chili pistachios.
It's like a bird feeder.
I have the sugar-free Swedish fish. What are they called? What brand is that?
Oh, Smart Sweets.
Smart Sweets. Swedish fish. A pack of those. And then usually
a couple handfuls of the pistachios, because he brings the big bag.
Yeah, I bring a big bag of the red chili pistachios. Have some of those, the bag of Smart Sweet Swedish fish, and then usually like a protein bar of some sort, or like a breakfast bar, like a Kind breakfast bar.
And you're not starving?
I'm so full right now.
Oh my God, I'd be so hungry.
Lunch, though.
Yeah.
Why not? Food is food. I think this whole idea of like you got to eat this for breakfast and this for dinner is like, it's insane. Almonds and almonds and pistachios, they have like,
they're pretty filling.
Minerals and nutrients in them and stuff. No?
I think you need like really good like fibers in your...
The Smart Sweets is 100% fiber.
Yeah, maybe you're good.
I'm pretty good.
Do you have greens in you?
No, definitely
not.
We're
going to find out when your blood work comes back.
Yes, I'm very excited to see what my blood work says.
Let's read it on the box.
Yeah, bring it next time.
Just violate every HIPAA.
So that'll be your lunch. Nothing for breakfast. That's your lunch.
Well, no, that's only my lunch here.
Like normally, what's your lunch?
Well, normally what I do is I have breakfast for lunch.
It's another bagel.
Yeah. So I will have like, I have a Greek yogurt, like a zero sugar Greek yogurt. Okay. I'll pour some honey in there. Yum. Have a Greek yogurt. No fruit. Should get fruit. Fruit's a great snack.
I was going to say, you seem very against fruit in your yogurt.
Why don't you have smoothies? Why don't you make like big smoothies? Put a whole bunch of oats. Add some peanut butter, some almond milk.
Like smoothies?
You get way more calories in you.
And I don't need more calories. Why do I want more calories? I'm great.
Because you're
it fuels
you're
your
small,
body for the
Mike.
Day.
I think you need like
okay. So
I
your
don't
yogurt
know.
And honey.
Yogurt with a little bit of honey for a little bit of the sweetness. Then I have like a whole wheat everything bagel with some cream cheese. That'll hold me over till dinner.
Till dinner? You don't even need a snack in between. What time are we eating breakfast?
We're not eating breakfast.
You just said you ate...
That's for lunch. I eat that at like 1 o'clock.
Like the yogurt?
The yogurt and bagels like at 1 o'clock.
What do your poops look like? Are they just a little like...
Oh my God.
Nothing's like, doesn't seem like much is coming through the system.
I'm just putting in what I need. And if I don't have a bagel, I also have these like...
crackers?
No. Annie's makes these like vegan chili mac and cheese things. You put in the microwave for like 3 minutes.
Oh, it's so good. Talking about Annie's mac and cheese in a cup?
No, not. It's not Annie's. It's like a different.
Annie
it's
Ann's?
Like one of those.
Velveeta?
No. Kraft. It's like a nice brand. It's like, you know, vegan and like
but
GMO
it's
free.
It's mac and cheese
just
in a cup.
Not
mac
vegan
and
doesn't mean it's like, that it's good. If
it's
you're putting
mac and
it in
cheese.
The microwave.
Well, I'm feeling very judged right now.
Look, I just want you to take care of yourself.
Yeah, I do too, because like we're in your 30s now.
It's okay. He got his blood work done. We'll figure it out.
Well, we'll see the results.
Yeah, we'll see the blood work results.
Okay, so you eat that at 1 p.m. Then what time are we eating dinner normally?
Like 7.
I can't believe you can make it that long without a snack.
I'm just slugging Topo Chico's, drinking water.
My God, I get like, I'll be hungry in 30 minutes.
Yeah, same. I have to eat every couple hours. Oh. Otherwise, I'm like hangry.
Me too.
I mean, I do Postmates a lot too for dinner.
What are we postmating?
I mean, no judgment.
Bagels. Bagels.
No, I try and do like double up on Postmates because it's so fucking expensive with like the delivery fee and the tip and the taxes. And
meal prep with Postmates.
I kind of, I literally do. Like, I will order 2 meals worth
honestly,
of food.
Honestly, amazing idea.
I order 2 meals worth of food because I'm going to pay the $10 tip and the $10 service fee for 1 meal. Why not do it for 2?
Sure.
So I'll order from like a place that has like a sandwich that I'll eat. And then, I don't know, like a pasta that I'll store and eat the next day.
Okay.
So I'll do that. Or like mislala, I'll get like Mediterranean food. So it'll be like Brussels sprouts and falafel and that kind of thing. I don't know. I'm definitely not cooking at home. Like that's something
I mean, I don't.
It's so difficult. Like
why don't you buy some kosher meat a whole bunch of it, and then you can incorporate that into like making sandwiches and stuff.
I just never learned how to cook properly.
Prepping. Kosher meat, it's already cooked, so you buy a whole batch of like chicken, kosher chicken, that you shred up, and then you always have like fresh chicken to like make some rice.
But how long does that last in the fridge? 2 days?
I think like three.
Three.
But then, like, if I come and do a podcast and I'm like, oh, I forgot that it's just too difficult.
You can always incorporate
You sound meals. Like you'd be the perfect candidate for Queer Eye.
Oh, yes.
Like, I think you're talking about, like, your fashion. You're just like, whatever. It's too many choices. You're cooking. I can't do it. It's too much. Yeah. Like, you literally, let's get them
I focus
in
on,
here.
I just, I focus my attention on other things.
Work.
Yeah, like making... Yeah, making money and doing good stuff.
Okay, just make sure you're taking care of yourself,
because your body in your 30s can dictate the body for the rest of your life.
I take vitamins.
You just now started taking
vitamins. No, I've been
taking
vitamins for like a year.
What vitamins do you take?
I take a men's multivitamin. I take iron and B12, and then a vitamin D supplement.
Oh, I'll be interested to see what your iron says.
That's well, because when I went to the last time I went to the doctor was in 2019. And I went to this guy who like didn't give one shit about telling me anything. I was in there for 4 seconds and he was like, any problems? I was like, I don't know. You tell me. He's like, well, get your blood test done and I'll let you know. And I was like, okay. And then he walked out. It was like 2 seconds. I got the blood test. I called the doctor like 2 weeks later and I was like, hey, did you get my blood work? And they're like, oh yeah, he hasn't looked at it yet. We'll get back to you. And I had kept calling and they just never told me anything. So I called the lab to get my blood work. And then I like Googled, what does this mean? What does this mean?
Oh yeah.
What the fuck?
And I like figured out that it, apparently I had low iron. So I was like, I guess I'll start taking iron supplements.
He never even told you?
Yeah. So now this new doctor seems really nice. So
Good.
Yeah. We'll see what the new blood work looks like.
It is nice to like know where you're standing, because I for so long I was like, I don't want to know, like I'm too scared something's gonna be wrong with me. And then I finally got all my blood work done and I was like, oh, I'm fine.
Oh yeah. You had nothing?
Not for a really long time. Even like, oh, it's bad, like I didn't get a pap smear for like 4 years.
What?
Yeah. And like I got one and I'm good, so
thank God.
But you should get one every year. Mm-hmm. For those out there, or they say every 2 years or something
out there.
Oh, no, they're right there. I do love going to a restaurant though.
Well, I could imagine.
Because that's like, you get...
Matt. What are you doing, Matt?
I'm just getting my energy drink.
Oh, another one?
He's jet lagged.
Oh, okay.
Come on, y'all need this from me.
Y'all need this from me.
You can stand up.
I'm too worried about
either way, they see you.
We will be right back after we thank the sponsor of today's episode, Stamps.com. If you run your own business, if you know someone who runs their own business and they're shipping a lot, or if you're just shipping things, maybe you're just shipping things, Stamps.com comes in handy. When every person, moment, and penny counts in your business, you can't afford to take any of them for granted. Stamps.com gets it because for the last 25 years, they've been helping businesses like yours save time and money. So you can focus on your business knowing Stamps.com has all your postage needs covered with premium discounts and rates. A post office in your office. With Stamps.com, all you need is a computer printer. They even send you a free scale so you'll have everything you need to get started. If you need a package pickup, you can easily schedule it through your Stamps.com dashboard. We love when places make things easy. If you sell products online, Stamps.com seamlessly connects with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Stamps.com has been your postage partner for the last 25 years. For 25 years, Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses. Get access to the USPS and UPS services you need right from your computer anytime, day or night. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Set your business up for success when you get started with Stamps.com today. Sign up with the promo code GIPOD for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code GIPOD.
Yeah, I love going to a restaurant because then it's like, the great food is prepared for you.
Opportunities are endless at restaurants.
The worst,
How
though,
often do you go out to eat each week?
Like maybe once or twice.
Oh, and then every other day we're post-meeting.
I'll make like another, like, I do a lot of the, and they also make like in the cans, like the vegan chili. So I'll just like make that in the microwave for like 3 minutes. And then it's a lot of protein. It's healthy.
Okay.
That's
are you eating greens?
No, greens are tough. There was like a decade where I didn't put one vegetable.
Just inviting you over power for greens. Dinner every night.
Well, I have a cup of power greens if you made a smoothie in the morning and you put
he
that
doesn't like
in
smoothies.
It.
I don't, and I don't eat in the mornings. Like, I'm not hungry in the mornings. I can't eat.
That's crazy. What Anthony, kind I opened my eyes and
Anthony,
starving.
If you're watching, he needs your help.
What kind of greens do you like? For me, that's a good thing of understanding your favorite greens. Do you like celery?
No.
Do you like broccoli?
I love air fried broccoli.
Air fried broccoli is so
rules.
Good. Never love had
air
it.
And air fried Brussels sprouts. Those so I will eat all good. Day.
Brussels sprouts.
I order them. I get
Why
them.
Why do you make like avocado toast if you like avocado?
I do that in the summer. It's okay. Weird for me to make it in the winter, but I will.
I get it.
It feels like a summer, yeah, and I'll do like never that of it in like the that. Summer. Yeah, I'll have that for lunch. Is like I'll have sourdough bread, avocado,
amazing.
A little bit of like yeah, toast up the sourdough bread.
What kind of leaves do we like? Spinach, arugula.
Spinach. Hate arugula.
Oh,
I do go to sweet green maybe once every 2 weeks and get a salad.
Okay,
sweet
there's green his, is, there's his greens.
Yum yum yum.
That's it.
Yum yum.
There was like a decade where I didn't eat a vegetable.
Do you like? When spinach is like sauteed, I feel like
yeah,
that can
it's all
be,
right.
Like,
if they put like
enjoyable.
Garlic and salt yeah. in it, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Let's stop
grilling me.
Yeah, I feel like we've been grilling.
That's okay.
You for a little
Speaking
bit.
Of no, just, food, grill.
I'm just curious. I think people's like eating habits are so interesting.
Yeah.
We need to find you a woman who's gonna cook for you. Like
was,
Carly and I have found men who
yeah,
cook
that's
for
they
us.
Should. Yeah. No sexist man right? king.
I can't wait for like someone to make a compilation just Matt King being sexist for 10 minutes.
I said a lot of sexist
no,
things.
No, it's like
podcast.
It's a joke.
Make those like funny jokes.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was a nice thing to have someone that like in that scenario I was
you, yeah.
eating so good.
Yeah.
Would like, you say that like when you lived with your parents was your mom like a big
No, she gave
chef.
Up. We were the most like bratty, spoiled, like wouldn't eat nothing but macaroni and pizza and would like flip the plate over if it had like a green thing on it.
Oh my God.
And there was four of us, so I think she kind of was just like, "All right, you guys eat whatever you want." Yeah.
Dang.
We were the worst at with eating. Like oh, they would try to make like one thing different and we would all have meltdowns.
Oh my God.
It was terrible.
Okay. So you don't eat breakfast.
Don't eat breakfast, never.
What's everyone's like ideal breakfast?
Yeah, you guys
Soylent.
Breakfast.
Soylent?
Yeah.
Okay, but if you
Matt,
have nothing
you,
to do all
I forget,
day.
Like you're a weird eater too.
Okay, let's pretend you're on vacation and you can have any breakfast
Soylent,
you want.
You get 400 calories, 20 grams of plant-based protein and a whole bunch
but
of
it's
nutrients.
Not like food. Like I want to taste
it. Yeah.
Does it keep you full?
Runny
egg.
Yeah.
You
oh
want
my gosh.
Like you want a plate in front of you when you wake up in the morning. Like you want
yes.
to start
a breakfast.
I want bacon and eggs and toast
tacos.
And hash browns. And
like
anything
within
else.
What time frame of you
the
opening your eyes?
The second I open my eyes, I'm hungry.
What?
Yeah, the second I open my eyes, I'm like starving.
Me too.
When I'm going to bed, I'm like, all I want to do is eat. And like, I'm planning out like what I want for breakfast.
Patricia
no.
is dying laughing at my story. And she said, he has got to get a new fleece.
Fleece? I just got that.
I love that.
Sorry, it was cold.
No, don't apologize.
No, I love. Remember how much I was complimenting it? I love the fleece.
Okay, but Matt,
I just thought it was funny because you wore it again.
If you were on vacation and was getting like room service, what would you
With
want?
A chef.
Yes, what would you want for breakfast? Like ideally,
breakfast burrito for
oh,
sure.
Breakfast okay. burrito is good.
Yeah,
but like in the afternoon.
My God, I don't
it's,
want eggs at
no.
noon.
It's
eggs,
just,
there's like a time limit.
There is, or but if you, what about like the breakfast for dinner thing?
Oh, I love Brinner.
Okay.
Yeah, sure, I could do that.
But like,
but
those
like
are more
I really
like
don't
pancakes.
Make eggs. Yeah, I'll make like waffles.
Yeah.
The worst pancakes. Is when you're on vacation and like you're with people that want to eat breakfast. I'm just like
the worst.
Get out of here.
That is wild behavior.
Oh my God.
I want to go on vacation with you just to like
it's
that's
watch
the time I
you
want
in
breakfast.
The wild. In the wild.
Oh, I'm a hoot. I'm great. I mean. Sometimes.
Yeah, but like I feel like it would be funny, like, and I feel like you'd have to communicate that.
Yes,
you'd
I would. I'm
like,
constantly
oh, we're going
uncomfortable.
To breakfast.
Yeah.
And it's like, just like the beach is things. Right there. It's so nice out. Let's just drink a couple waters, have some coffee, and just hit the beach.
Yes, I'm.
And it's like,
to
no,
that.
Let's go sit
like,
down.
I'm gonna pass out if I don't eat.
Like,
yeah,
you want to deal with a waiter first thing in the morning?
Yes,
like,
making
get...
breakfast an activity. Sometimes, unless it's like a fun brunch on a Saturday or Sunday, I'm game. But I'm not doing breakfast as like a big outing. Sometimes I'm like, huh? Like you drive by like breakfast places in the morning and you see all these people eating out there. I'm like,
yes.
What are y'all doing?
Yes.
Like they're taking like meetings and stuff, making like a whole thing of like, oh, to me, I'm just like, get the day started on a lighter note and focus on what you need to do.
Yes.
I don't think breakfast
focus
needs to be,
to
I don't think breakfast needs to be a quest,
but
more
like,
side quest
I agree.
To your day.
Okay, but what if those people are having like breakfast meetings? Like people have lunch meetings or dinner meetings. What's the difference? They're getting their day started, they're working, and they're enjoying their food.
I guess so. The thing is, props to them. The only reason why I would judge is because you're insecure about what you wish you could do.
Oh, you want to be a guy who's going to get breakfast?
Oh.
Maybe. Maybe
well,
that's why I'm saying it.
I feel a breakfast meeting is a little strange.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, because he was like, yeah, you're, get like, on with your life.
No, I don't get on with your life, but just like, I don't know. I just think the people like devoting to like a whole hour to like the breakfast ritual, I think is like a little bit much.
If I'm invited to a brunch on a Saturday, like that's my worst nightmare.
Depends on how big the group is and how civilized they
are. It's about all that. And it's like, everyone's in a fucking line. I need my coffee and my food ASAP. I'm going to be miserable.
Breakfast in bed?
Sometimes, if Nolan brings it up.
Wow. I'll order a breakfast burrito, turn on a TV show.
I love watching
things while I'm eating.
Yeah.
Yes. I get so fired up where I'm like, God, my food's about to arrive. I need to pick a movie.
I get so
excited. And then when my food comes, I'm like, I get like the, what's it called? Like when a dog runs around.
Zoomies.
I get the zoomies. When my food comes, I like come down my stairs like I'm a fucking creature. I'm like mumbling things out loud to myself.
Bending all the exorcist.
I'm just like talking to myself, shouting random things, being like,
there is something so exciting about ordering food, like post-mating or something. It's like an Amazon you're just waiting for, but it's just food and you're so hungry. And you're
like,
I am so
like with the Postmates thing, it's so insane, but I like get annoyed when the food gets arrived that I have to get up off my couch to go get it.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
I would I'm fine to like make food at home. When I say make food, I mean, put it in the microwave and like getting up and doing that. But when the food gets delivered, like the sigh I let out when it's like, your food is here, I'm like, I have to get up off the couch and walk.
Mike, it's your food.
And walk outside to pick it.
I'm like
zippity doodah out the door.
Zippity doodah.
I just don't want to get that food.
I want the food. Like, if I order food, I just want it to go. I'm like sitting on my couch. I'm like, I'm hungry. I'll order. I want the food to be placed in front of me on the couch.
Well, in the instructions, you can be like, my door's unlocked. Please bring it in. I'm sitting on the couch.
No way. Yeah. They won't come into your house,
maybe.
Will they?
They might. Just be I've like, seen pizza I delivery have a broken do that.
Leg. You've lit candles. You're like, playing Kenny G. Like,
I know. Welcome. When Nolan's working one of the days, I was like in bed still with the surgery, and I ordered Postmates, and I was like, please leave it at, like, someone couldn't get in my front door, and I was like, please try it again. I had surgery. I can't go outside.
Oh my God.
And he finally got in.
I never will look a Postmate person like in the eye.
No, if I see them walking towards my house, like, because my kitchen is like, you can see out the door, I will literally leave the kitchen area.
I'll be like, get your keister off my property.
I have to meet them because I have that gate. And like, they never know where the front door is, and my street is hard to park on.
That
so they always
have to go all the way outside.
I have to go all the way to the gate.
If I'm on the couch, I'm literally going like,
I know.
The one thing with the pandemic to know I'm here.
Well, they'll say drop off, and I'll wait a few minutes after the drop off.
I think that's really common. The pandemic did give us that, the contactless drop off.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't mind. I always like to see who it is.
Huh?
I like to like interact with the person. I'm like, hey, thanks. Have a
feel,
you know,
like,
drive
like
safe.
So unlike you.
When I'm picking up my food?
No, just like to want to interact with people that you don't know.
Maybe. And I like meeting the Postmates person. I like to see if they look like their photo, or if they use, or if it's like their boyfriend or something, like it's not them picking up. Or if like I'm like sketched out, like, did this person fuck with my food?
Mm-hmm.
But I like that they seal it up. Anyway.
But there's nothing worse than when you open up that Postmates and something's missing.
Something's missing.
I turn into a Karen. Not on the Dasher, but like you're texting that
the app.
We're sorry about this happening. Yeah. Let me look on that. You're like, damn right. And you're trying to like,
let me speak to you.
I've been a loyal DoorDasher for years. Yeah. This never happens.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man.
Do you guys like trying new foods at restaurants?
And like, what do you mean by new food?
Like, ooh, something you have never had before. Like, oh, they have pâté, or like, you know,
appetizers. I'll get adventurous. Okay. Appetizers, I'll get adventurous.
I don't think I'm really like that with meals, because I'm like, what if I hate it?
A lot of my friends are super adventurous eaters. They want to try the new thing. Like, ooh, what's that? Let's try it. And like, I've done that before. And every time I've tried something new, not every time, but half the time, you're hungry. So you're like, you want to eat. Then you wait for the food, then the food comes, and it's just like, you fucking hate it. Now you're double fucked because you're hungry and you don't get the food you want. So I'm very anti-exploratory with new foods.
Mm.
But are you guys like adventurous eaters where it's like,
not really.
Me...
I mean, it's hard for me to eat like fish. I just don't like the consistency of raw fish. But lately I've been trying different kinds of sushi that has a little bit of raw fish in it. Don't mind
it. Have you had sugar fish?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's the best. That's with the warm best. Rice.
So good.
I know. I don't doubt it. I just don't like the texture of a raw fish.
I'm like super like adventurous out. Now. There's really, unless something has goat cheese on it.
What? You don't like goat cheese?
Nah. Goat Why? Cheese. It. There's something. When I taste goat cheese, I'm
I
like,
have the same
get
thing.
That. Out of it's like, so it's not, specific. Something ain't right. Like,
yeah. Like, what about it? The consistency.
Something ain't right.
It's so
what
specific.
Do you mean? That's crazy to me that there's not a part of you.
No,
like,
I love
well,
goat cheese.
Get it's not for everybody.
But you know, you might have like a taste enzyme that is way more like
Yo,
it might not
it
be.
It ruins stuff.
I have
wow.
the same thing
I'll
that you
stop
have.
And be like,
do you like feta?
Yeah, feta is good.
I love like, goat cheese.
If like if you're in a
goat
salad,
goat cheese does have a way different taste than a lot of cheeses. I remember the first, like, you can tell if you're eating cheese and, like, you eat a goat cheese, you're like, oh, I'm eating goat cheese.
Yeah, it will ruin stuff for me, but not to the point where I'm, like, icky, but I can't eat it. That's the only thing I'm picky about. So if something came out with goat cheese, I'd be like, no. But oh. everything else, I can mostly stomach and have a palate for.
So there's nothing else you're, like, really picky about?
No. To be honest, no. Hmm. Yeah.
Anyone else picky?
I can't eaters? Do cilantro. I have the thing oh, that makes it taste.
You have
like,
the enzyme.
Yeah. Wow.
See, I don't have that.
Oh god, it's the fucking worst.
I wish I knew what that was like. Like, I wish I could taste it as you.
People say it tastes like soap. I don't. That's not my experience. Okay. I think it tastes like dirt. Like, if you ever like, if you like, it feels like if you pulled a root out of the ground and like didn't wash it off and then chewed on like the bottom of a plant.
Ew.
And like, so if they and they put it in fucking everything now, like even chips and guac, it'll be in
oh,
the
it's
guac.
It's always in guac.
Not always.
I feel like
some places don't have it,
yeah,
but
like Chipotle,
when it is in there, I like have to like play like a video game to like get around the piece of cilantro in there to get a Tetris. Chip of guac that doesn't have cilantro. It's,
damn.
I know. I wish there was like a shot that I can get to just
that
get rid of
you
it.
Like it.
Cause it's like a goat cheese where like you, I just know it's in there and I can't eat it.
Mm. Bummer.
But, yeah.
I'm big with like textures, like mushrooms. I'm sure I like them, but I don't like the texture. I
yeah,
will not eat a mushroom.
Yeah, it's like squishy and gross.
I
yeah.
love mushrooms until we start talking about them. Like,
really?
You know, when someone's like, what is this? Really, the more you think about it, then I'm like, you're ruining my vibe. Like, I could eat mushrooms all day until I start thinking about them too much.
Yeah,
then I'm like,
not a mushroom girl.
Or
yeah.
tomato. I don't like tomatoes at all.
Yeah. I like tomatoes.
Oh. Nightshades.
My mom says I can't have nightshades.
Yeah, I'm not
wait,
allowed.
like tomatoes in any format you don't like?
Pretty much.
Like if there's a sandwich and there's a big slice of tomato.
Like
do you eat tomatoes?
Like, that's my huh? one thing, is I love tomatoes, but I don't like them on sandwiches.
Will you take it out of the sandwich?
Yes.
But then the residue is there and it's like,
I'll eat them on a BLT. Because that's like the
anybody.
Sauce. I just don't like the way that it makes it soggy.
Yes, it makes everything soggy.
Yeah. But like I love to pop a little cherry tomato in my mouth. I like tomatoes with... mozzarella and
oh yeah
basil
little, yeah I don't like potato salad. I don't like
and you're from the
other
South.
Kind of salads actually I realize
what
I don't like
snickerdoodle
any
macaroni salad.
Oh
no,
anything that's like cold got that salad
oh,
thing that
my yeah. god.
Where it's like oh this is grandma's
favorite.
Special potato salad I'm
oh my
like,
god I love potato salad.
Ew, really?
Passing.
Yes.
Like cold mayonnaise potatoes?
Ooh. Hell yeah. Fuck me right up.
Oh my god.
It's so
I need
good.
To make you guys my snickerdoodle salad.
Oh, that crazy one from
Midwest.
Come again?
Matt, let me read you.
Snickerdoodle salad?
Let me read you
I
the
I feel like
ingredients.
We went over this once.
Yeah.
It's
did we?
Insane.
Like, yeah.
I think I was not on that episode.
All right. Are you ready for this, Matt? First of all, this is what it looks like.
Wait, can you just...
Yeah, but I want to redo the ingredients.
Ew, so wait, is it snickerdoodle cookies or like the croutons?
No, snickerdoodle is like the candy. Snicker candy. Chopped
oh,
up.
Oh, Carly, what is this?
It's my...
Someone brought this to the potluck. And it just caught on.
It's my culture.
Ugh, like ambrosia salad, all that stuff.
Can you read the ingredients?
Do you like yeah. an orzo salad?
What's an orzo salad?
Orzo, like the little tiny...
Noodles?
I don't like arugula.
Me neither.
I don't really like arugula
I'm like,
either.
I'm like sitting there poking at an arugula salad forever.
It just like tastes like a leaf.
Yeah, it's not good.
I don't like the texture.
Sharp corners yeah. and then you'll be like...
I'm not an arugula
spinach
gal.
Is the supreme leaf.
Yeah, I love spinach.
Also
little
got,
baby spinach.
Oh, yes. The little...
The baby.
Yeah.
Okay. mix milk and pudding, then fold in Cool Whip, cut up apples and Snicker candy bars into bite-sized pieces and mix in. Drizzle caramel sauce on top, serve cold or layer.
That's not bad.
And serve cold.
Oh.
And there's like, you can put pudding in it. I think I made it with pudding.
That's, that's a dessert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could fuck around with that, but not really crazy.
It's actually so good. I made it during quarantine because I was like, I like need to try it again. It was so good. But it's definitely like, not good for you at all.
Yeah, it sounds
it's like
a
condensed
dessert.
Milk.
Yeah, it's a
like,
little dessert.
Yeah. We always had it around for like Thanksgiving desserts and stuff. Is there any foods you cannot eat anymore because you had like food poisoning from
ramen.
It?
Ramen.
Oh, ramen.
It's so devastating.
Wait a minute. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Like in a cup or at like a nice ramen place?
No, like a nice ramen place. I can eat that ramen.
Since you
like
got food poisoning
ramen.
From it?
Yeah.
What happened?
I got food poisoning from it and I was projectile vomiting for the whole night.
From where?
Silver Lake Ramen, which is like a really good ramen place.
They just opened up one.
So you got like the soup ramen, like did the whole thing, and now you just can't ever do that again.
No, and then I went to Tokyo like a year afterwards and like tried to eat ramen, and I was like, I just can't
do it. It just reminds you too much of it?
Yeah.
Like, does it remind you of throwing up? Is that why?
It must be like the taste or something, but it's such a bummer because I loved ramen.
Yeah.
Damn. I'm similar like that with, well, the day I got my appendicitis was when I had Cane's.
What's Cane's?
Cane's chicken Cane's? Fingers, which is amazing. God, Mike, if they made it kosher, I'd take you in an instant. It's the best damn shit you'd ever have. But like, I still can have it, but I'm still like, ugh, it messed with me.
What if it gives me another appendicitis? Soon.
Yeah. Did you like Whataburger, by the way?
Oh, I thought it was just like fine.
Anyways.
I tried. I got a cheeseburger. We tried a melt.
It was just all right.
I feel like I really liked it when I tried it.
I feel like it's like In-N-Out's way better.
In-N-Out will randomly give me insane diarrhea. Like once every couple times I eat it, I'm like, it's not good.
It's like Russian roulette. You pull the wheel.
Yeah, literally. And I don't know what it is. I'm like, I get the same thing every time. Yeah. I don't think I have any foods that like I can't eat because of food poisoning. I got food poisoning at Outback once from Outback.
Would you go back?
Yeah, I'd go back. I'd go back to the Outback.
I got the first time I ever got food poisoning, I was like 8, and it was from Little Caesars Pizza.
Oh, God.
That's... Even now, if I see a commercial for Little Caesars, like I see the logo.
Pizza, pizza.
Yeah, my stomach is like,
Hey, Little Caesars, though, I gotta say, hit sometimes.
It does,
it sucks. Because it was always the reward pizza you got for a pizza party in class.
At school.
Because it was $5. It was $5 a pie.
Yeah.
They weren't cutting.
I don't think we had Little Caesars.
They weren't cutting it small. They were giving you the damn slice because it was $5. Everybody got served. And when you taste a Little Caesars pizza, it tastes like a reward. And what's great is like if you drop a slice of Little Caesar's pizza, that cheese ain't coming off. Nothing. It's like it stays.
It's so
secure.
Fake. It's not coming off.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Oh my
god! I don't
gosh.
Think I had Little Caesars until I was in my 20s. I never ate like fast food pizza.
Oh really?
It really freaked me out.
We're also from the East Coast, so pizza's good there.
Yeah. Yeah, we had like
mom and pop places,
some shops that would just have like the pizza shops.
Yeah.
That weren't like Domino's.
Like never had that or anything.
Domino's rules.
Domino's is the best.
That's the best of the fast food.
Papa John's.
No.
Though I don't agree with Papa John's. I'm not fond of the Papa John's establishment. Domino's pretty good. Also Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut.
Domino's has thin crust now.
I know. They've always been crushing it.
Oh, they always have?
Yeah, it's like the flat one. Since the 90s.
Yeah,
oh, I didn't
and
know
Brooklyn
that.
Hand spun. Oh, man.
Yeah. I honestly didn't love it. I thought it was like
yeah, their regular is unbelievable.
The fuck, it's just like so garlicky and good. I love
and it
Domino's.
Tastes the same. I got it in Tel Aviv once, and it was like
the same.
Yes, this is exactly what I wanted. Yeah, it's great.
But the Papa John's, they put that little peppercini in there for you.
Oh, I don't like that.
Oh, I love.
Do you make a peppercini?
Do you guys know what kosher is?
Is
some type
like
of
blessed?
Meat. So, yeah, meat that has to be blessed.
Okay.
And you can't eat like at Chipotle.
Well, it's not just meat, right? Like you can have kosher wine.
Oh,
yes.
That's right.
Kosher other stuff.
Oh yeah. So explain your diet.
It has to be blessed by a rabbi.
Partially, yes. Pretty good. Pretty good.
Okay.
For a couple of Gentiles.
Okay. Thank you.
Basically, it does only apply to meat and wine.
Oh,
okay. Wine.
And wine being kosher just means that it like I think it's like made. the farm is owned by Jewish people and like the process is overseen.
Where can I buy kosher wine here?
There's kosher like
stores.
Grocery stores, but also in a regular grocery store, there will be like two bottles of kosher wine in every, but they're like bad. They're not good.
Sad.
But like the kosher grocery stores will have like a huge selection of wine from France and Israel, and that's all kosher. But kosher just applies to meat. And really all it is that
it can't touch like the same stuff, right?
Well, yeah, your meat, like if you have non-kosher meat, if it touches anything else, it like it's makes non-kosher. That thing not kosher too.
That's right.
So whoa. You basically have to have like, it's only certain types of animals. So you can, you know, cows are kosher, chickens are kosher, but certain animals are not kosher. So like horse, not kosher. Zebra, not kosher. Pigs, not kosher. So that's the first thing is animal first. Then it has to be killed in a certain way. Like in the US, they'll like electrocute the animal or like do the like little, they'll like shoot it with a gun or like do a little push pin. The way that you have to kill it in a kosher way is you have to use like a really sharp knife and like
behead it,
cut the neck in a certain way that kills it instantly and as quick as possible to like prevent harm. The animal can't be sick, etc. And then it's just a matter of like being basically processed by Jewish people.
So you couldn't just go to like Ralph's, get meat, and then be like, can you bless this?
No, you can't turn non-kosher meat kosher. Yeah,
well,
it's like,
I didn't know that part. Yeah, that's why I was asking.
So that's why a lot of people are like, well, what if we just get a rabbi? It doesn't work like that.
Okay.
So it has to be like from the farm to the packaging has to be done in
farm
a kosher way.
Farm to table kosher.
Yes, exactly. And they just like, they remove all the blood. That's the thing that's not kosher is animal blood. So they salt all kosher meat to like take the blood out of it. So you'll never get like a bloody steak because
it's really
not
surprising to me that they don't like have just a kosher section in a regular grocery
they
store.
Do. They're very small, but they do. Some areas where there's a lot of Jewish people, there will be huge kosher grocery sections. But like the Ralph's around here is like they have just like a little bit of turkey and that's it. But in like Sherman Oaks, they have a full blown kosher grocery store where all the packaging is in Hebrew and it's like.
And they got kosher like sandwich places that we've gone to and ate at. Great
meat. So it really just applies to meat and you can't eat dairy and meat together.
Oh, together.
Which is a big thing. So like I've never had a cheeseburger, never had bacon.
Oh, I see.
Never had steak with butter. Like never had meat and cheese together.
Do most restaurants, can you ask for kosher?
No. The only time you'll ever get kosher meat out in a restaurant is if you're going to like a specifically kosher restaurant.
So when you go out to eat, what do you order?
I just say I'm vegetarian. And that's like why I'm basically have the diet that I do when I go out and eat is like whatever vegetarian options there are, because kosher, any fruit, vegetable, grain, whatever, all that's just kosher by default.
Oh.
So unless you're eating animals, you can eat anything.
Sure.
So I just say I'm vegetarian. So I will eat like, I guess, healthier when I'm out. Like I never have fast food because fast food is all
non-kosher,
just meat. So
fake.
Yeah.
They should have a kosher
fast food.
McDonald's.
What could we call it?
Well, like in Israel, I go to the McDonald's.
McKosher.
McDavid's. Like in Israel, the first time we went to get a McDonald's was like a life-changing experience.
Oh my God, fun.
Like I never gotten a McDonald's burger and fries.
Have you craved it since?
As I became an adult, I'm like, okay, that's fucking disgusting. Like it's still gross, but.
No, it's not.
I love McDonald's.
Still?
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm a McDonald's guy.
When you're at a pinch, you gotta get Mickey D's. Of course.
Like maybe one time a month.
What?
Yeah. I would say same here.
McDonald's?
You think that's a lot?
Yeah. I feel like McDonald's is for like children.
What?
You're
missing out.
In a totally different realm.
Truly.
Oh, I don't really get McDonald's.
Do you think Wendy's
like
is better than McDonald's?
No.
I do.
Not me.
It depends. I like McDonald's burgers, but I like Wendy's tenders and like, I like the spicy chicken sandwich.
Too spicy.
Yeah. Spicy chicken sandwich.
Chicken nuggets
everything.
Have like pepper in them, Wendy's. So I don't really
like
it.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. I don't like pepper.
Do you think if we did a taste test of like different burgers from like Wendy's,
we
KFC,
did that with
whatever,
nuggets, actually.
And you could tell which one is which?
Yeah.
I don't know what a
right.
Jack in the Box nugget tastes like.
Well, I think like the big head honchos, like Wendy's, McDonald's, BK. I would say those are like
Burger
the top
King.
Three.
Yeah, Burger King.
Well, are there Burger Kings around?
Yeah. Yeah,
not
we've done
a lot.
There's one.
It's like in Van Nuys.
Yeah.
Damn, I never.
And it's
like
a drive-thru.
Same with Wendy's. There's not many Wendy's here.
Hardly
either.
Any Wendy's. Wendy's, yeah. What's up with that?
Well, if we do a burger taste test, you can do it with us.
Oh yeah, Wendy knows who you are, right?
Yeah, and her daughter listens to the podcast.
Wendy,
like the Wendy.
The Wendy is still alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
her daughter listens to the show.
Dave. You remember?
Stop.
It's like Dave's. It's always like Dave's single, Dave's this. Well, then he named the restaurant after his daughter, Wendy. And when I was in college, I always knew what Wendy looked like because she like runs the company.
Does she look
Wendy's
like that?
UT, it was the busiest Wendy's in like the country or the world. Like there's always Wendy's is always doing activations on UT's campus, and they were doing this like event, and she walked by with like all these guys in suits, and I was like standing in line. I go, "You're Wendy," and
she
goes, she looked at me, she goes, "I sure am," and all these students are like, "Wait, what?" I was like, "Can I get a picture?"
"I sure am."
And she remembered, and I said this story on the podcast, and her daughter reached out and was like, "I just talked to my mom about this. She remembers meeting you."
Whoa! Yeah. Did she have red hair and the pigtail, like everything? Or?
Oh no! She's like
a woman.
Yeah, she's like a woman.
Well, I don't know if she dressed up for it.
She wasn't a redhead.
I think as a child she was. I would say she was like strawberry blonde, I guess, like kind of brunette, kind of like your color hair, maybe.
She was like way redder when she was younger.
Yeah,
that does happen. Happened to me.
Your hair was way redder.
Yeah.
Have you ever been Pippi Longstocking for Halloween?
I'm sure.
You'd be a great Pippi Longstocking.
A great Pippi.
What shall I do today?
Is that a movie?
Pippi Longstocking?
I know it's like a character, but I don't know what it's from. What's the story?
Pippi Longstocking was a girl who lived on a boat, I'm pretty sure, all her entire life. She was friends with like animals, all the guys, like the not pirates, but like seamen or whatever. And then there was the boat crashed, I'm pretty sure, and she lost Pippi. Her parents, and then so she's this ship girl who has to go live on land with a family.
Did you just call her a pick me girl?
Ship girl.
Oh, ship girl.
And pretty much she uses her like old sea buckling ways to go through a modern day like
Pippi
life.
Pippi Longstocking the pick me girl.
Pippi Longstocking is a great.
Is it a
Do
book?
You guys
it's
remember
a cartoon.
Amelia Bedelia?
It's a movie.
Oh, yeah.
I loved Amelia Bedelia.
That's not Junie B. Jones. Who's Amelia Bedelia?
They're all in the same world to me,
too. Can't believe that you've never read Amelia Bedelia.
Maybe that's your next
read
book.
Is there a series or is it one book? Is like Chrysanthemum?
No, it's a series.
Amelia Bedelia.
Clearly not the intellectual I thought
what was
you were.
Disney? Maybe it was like Nickelodeon cartoon with the redhead girl with
Pepper
braces.
Ann.
Yes.
Pepper Ann.
She's too cool for seventh grade.
Pepper Ann. I've never heard of that.
It was. You guys are I just, looked like her. I had headgear.
Was she a bit of like a gay icon, right?
I don't know.
Pepper Ann was gay.
Pepper Ann gay?
She had to have been. Are you kidding me?
I don't know.
Me?
I don't remember it enough.
I'm not making any assumptions about Pepper Ann's sexuality. But come on. Look at Pepper Ann.
I don't
Ann.
Think Disney
Pepper
Channel
Ann.
In the 2000s was like at the forefront of
LGBT
like,
culture.
Yeah.
It wasn't Disney Channel. Pepper Ann was Fox Family.
Then definitely not.
Fox Family.
Oh, come on, Pepper Ann.
Like, okay, she's an I played softball.
No, but come on. Yo, okay, I'm not trying to out Pepper Ann. I like Pepper Ann.
How dare you out her?
Dude, and these are her pet friends. Like,
oh, yeah.
Maybe. I mean, maybe.
Oh, all props to Pepper Ann if you're still out there.
I think we should hear it from her.
Yeah. I don't think you should be the one outing Peppy.
I wonder what she's up
you
to these
Pelswick?
Days. No.
He was like in a wheelchair.
No.
Remember Brace Face?
Yeah.
No. Don't want to talk about it.
Boyfriend.
Life is complicated. Teenage.
I will get out in the end.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Remember the Weekenders?
Okay, I feel like we need to shift back.
Okay,
yeah.
What's your death row last meal?
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you had to pick one meal on death
there's
row.
There's too many.
That's the thing. For me, I'm like, because I feel like most people say they'll just get the worst thing they could eat because they don't eat bad kind of thing. Like, Nolan's always like, I would get like...
jelly beans and...
No, like cinnamon rolls and pasta and pot. I'm just like, but I would eat that normally.
I might do crab legs. Like a bunch of crab
I've
legs.
Never had
I'm
crab
not
legs.
Talking about one crab. I want like 32 crab
with,
legs.
With like the... lemon and
the bib and like and all of that.
I would be too anxious that I was about to be electrocuted
yeah.
that I wouldn't be able to eat.
Yeah.
I also feel like they probably yeah.
Just go before you die eating a bunch of crab legs.
Oh god.
I don't know. I think I would have like I feel like my favorite thing would be a really good chef making the best garlic lemon pasta that they could ever make. That's my favorite kind of like pasta.
Garlic lemon.
Oh my god, it's scampi? So good. Linguine noodles. My favorite kind of nude.
I would get a filet mignon from Minetta Tavern, specifically with the like scalloped mashed potatoes. And then I definitely would get some sort of dessert, and I don't know how I would even choose.
That's almost identical to what I would say of just an incredible steak and mashed potatoes.
Would you get a kosher steak if you're about to die?
Would you be like, I'm going out with a bagel?
Well, I was thinking, like, do I get like a bacon cheeseburger? Like, just something I've never had before.
Just
but
puke.
I feel like I wouldn't want to risk it on a new thing. So I'm like, ew, I don't like this. Like, it's my last meal.
Oh, bacon. God damn it.
So I'd probably get like just a really nice steak and garlic mashed potatoes. Mm-hmm. God, that is the fucking best meal.
It's so good.
Yeah, or like a Thanksgiving type of
Thanksgiving dinner.
I'm just such a hoe for like a roll with butter with mashed potatoes, gravy, and turkey on it. Eating that.
Like a sandwich.
Yes, that's my favorite thing. Oh, I can't. Maybe that would be also one of my choices.
What a weird thing, you said crab too. Legs. Do they just like watch you eat?
I don't even know if it's a real thing.
Yeah, is it a real thing?
Like, I feel like they're probably not
a
like...
myth?
We're going to kill this guy. Let's get him a Michelin star meal. Like,
no, I think it is. I feel like I've read that. It
was they like actually do that?
The craziest last meals before.
Well, oh, your crab death legs.
Or crab something. Legs.
Maybe some crawfish in it, too.
Ew, why are you eating bugs before you die? Get out of here.
I guess because the flavor is just so like...
Just like in ocean like insects.
I don't get to have that often. So you're like, well, if it's my last thing, it's something that I don't have that often. Like,
wouldn't you want your favorite
crab legs
thing?
Once a year.
But why wouldn't you want to get like something you love, like your favorite thing?
Oysters.
Soy
oysters are your favorite thing?
Ew, Matt.
That sounds delicious. Y'all, if you're with me, you're with me on this. If you're not.
That's like, give me Soylent.
Oh, that's another thing about kosher, actually. Fish.
Yeah, what's the T there?
It's only the in order for a fish to be kosher, it has to have fins and scales. So basically just like...
So it can't be like a lobster?
Right, lobster, oyster,
bugs.
So like shellfish.
No, never had any of that.
Yeah,
shrimp, crabs, lobster... octopus, all that kind of shit. Not kosher. Never
Missing
had it.
Out, Mike.
Also, it's not kosher for me either.
What?
Any of that.
You wouldn't eat any of that?
Not kosher.
I have, but I can't now.
Because of?
I can't eat shellfish anymore.
Are you like allergic to it or you just don't like
I've
it?
I've developed an intolerance, so I puke and die.
Remember the crab we got in Vietnam?
No, that was horrifying.
The crab in Vietnam?
Can you explain to them what it was? Like what it looked like?
Okay, so we went to Vietnam and while... You know, going to different countries, it's nice to try the food.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But it was like a pre-plated dinner that had like a topper on it. And we opened it and it was literally just a crab.
It was like a huge
crab. Ooh, like it had
like
eyeballs.
A soft shell like baked crab?
Soft I don't shell think crab? It was soft.
It was hard.
You what take, color was
and
it?
Didn't you like
you
take,
could
the, top
take
off?
The top of it off? And then the inside of it, there was like stuff baked in.
And like you could see the eggs. Yep. Some of them, the female eggs.
Yum.
And no, it was
yum, yummy.
We literally were like, most of the people were all fucking assholes. Even though a lot of the people were from other countries. Like, it was like on a trip with like 50 influencers but they were from like, all over the world. And
everyone was like, gross.
A bunch of people were like,
not like, ew, but it was just
have,
like
chicken.
Yeah, I was just.
And it was our first night there. Like, we just came off like a 24-hour travel day.
And a 4-hour bus ride.
God.
That is the worst when you like the local place wants to present you their like delicacy.
Yeah.
And
I want to appreciate it and try it. But
also,
I just
like,
can't
I don't
do
eat
fish.
Crab.
Yeah, and I can't eat stuff like that. So I feel bad. But
well, last time I was in Mexico, we went to this restaurant and they literally served bugs. Like it was like in like grilled.
It's like a crab.
I love crickets. Though.
Yeah, like grilled
crickets?
Insects.
Crickets.
For dinner.
I could eat a bag of crickets.
Ew, Matt.
Oh,
ew.
Like crickets that have been like dried out and like flavored. Yeah, I could do that. I can I could eat like mealworms. Like dried out mealworms.
I'd be paranoid. They'd be like,
I can
me.
Eat. I can
I don't
eat
like that.
Ants.
Yeah. Ants? Have we ever had an ant before?
Yeah, chocolate covered ants for sure.
Oh,
I feel like God. I'm not gonna knock it because I haven't tried it.
Yeah,
and like whatever.
The only thing
but
I wouldn't
see. I feel like I couldn't. Like I'd be like, ew, 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 ew.
Same.
Ew.
It's like the thought of a cricket in my mouth. Yeah. I'm like, I'm eating its head. I'm eating its brain. Its legs. That's what I would.
But
think
I don't think
of.
It's like the grossest thing.
It's
no,
not
Joe
that
and I.
Bad.
Joe and I went to this ice cream place. He was like doing some. McBang or real or something, and they put crickets on top of one of their ice creams.
I could eat it.
And Joe, he was gonna make me do it. And
I was like,
no.
When we did Jason's podcast, it was like truth or cricket.
Oh yeah, we did that too.
And Matt was just like munching on them. Like
that's what I was thinking about. I was like, I just
that's
ate
hilarious.
Crickets.
He was like, yeah, well, don't worry about that answer, Mike. I'll eat a cricket for you.
Oh, God. Does anyone like any really weird food combos? That's probably not like...
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, I just discovered peanut butter and jelly if you make them together in a sandwich.
No way.
Pickles and peanut butter is really good.
Thank you.
Pickles and peanut butter?
Yeah. I ate so many pickled peanut butter sandwiches when I was little. And I just met someone for the first time who also ate that as a kid. And we were like, yeah, no one else understands. Because usually when you tell someone that, they're like, ugh.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right.
But it's like salty and sweet. I don't know.
Pickles dipped in peony.
It's so good. Yum, yum. Peanut butter pickle sandwiches are the best. No knock until you try it.
I like to eat salt.
Me too. That's why you might like it.
My father-in-law, he dips Vienna fingers into his wine.
What are Vienna fingers?
Oh, those are so good.
Like those like cookies that look like they're shaped like this.
Yeah.
And it's like vanilla. It's like an Oreo, basically.
But it's like a vanilla white Oreo.
Yeah.
Into wine. Interesting.
Wine is a little strange.
No, I was like, what do you do? I feel like he might do that with just like any cookie.
Dipping it into wine?
Oreo.
But I noticed it the last time. I was like, Tim, what are you doing? And he was like, it's good. Do you want to try it? And I was like, no, thank you. Vienna fingers
live on Vienna fingers.
So fucking good. I feel like it's such a dad snack. My dad had, they were always in my house.
Yeah, growing up. Yeah. And you can like split them open and just eat the cream. Just
so
like an Oreo.
Yummy. Ugh. Yeah. But like such a different flavor.
Yeah, it's different.
It's so weird.
I don't eat any of that. I try not to eat any of that stuff anymore. Like when you walk down the grocery aisle and you see like cookies and like Chips Ahoy.
I need to always have like something sweet in the house.
Yeah, a sweet treat.
Like I can't go to bed if I don't have some form of
sour
chocolate.
Sour strips.
Oh no.
I got, someone sent me sprinkles, like the cupcakes for my birthday. Mm. And I've just been like munching on those for about a week, but I just throw them away.
I feel like cupcakes are okay.
But they're like huge.
Better than a cookie?
No, like those like pre-packaged like Chips Ahoy with Reese's. Like I just look at the ingredients list and it's just all chemicals.
Well just get the ones without the Reese's.
I guess. I don't know.
It's a little healthier.
When you're eating something like that, you just have to know it's not good for you.
Yeah.
But it's like a sweet treat.
Or like jelly beans.
Don't deprive yourself of happiness.
I know. I got into a big thing of jelly beans recently.
Oh, God, Jelly Bellies? Man.
Yeah, they're so good.
Get a thing of Jelly Bellies, you know, the back where it has the little pamphlet of like combos.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is how to have a sunrise smoothie. And you'd be like, it's a little bit of that. And then you're like,
Mike's putting them in a smoothie.
Yeah, the one time you do like a smoothie.
Dude, mad respect to the Jelly Belly family, the institution. they have not changed up their shit. It is incredible every time. I would love to go to the Jelly Belly factory. The Jelly Belly like packaging? Jelly Belly for days. I'm a Jelly Belly bitch, all right?
Have you seen the gummy bear?
I'm so
like,
tired.
I know, it's okay.
I'm so jet lagged.
Matt's jet lagged. It's been an hour already. The sugar-free gummy bears, the Hasbro, like on Amazon, the reviews.
That make you poop your pants?
The reviews are insane. Like they are detailed of like this thing ruined my insides. Like I had to sprint through work to get to the bathroom.
It's like a prank. It's like a prank thing to buy people. It's these sugar-free. What is it? Haribo.
Haribo. Hasbro. What are they?
Haribo
or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like the regular gummy bear
like,
brand.
Because they're it's like a sugar-free.
It has
substitute.
Something in it that makes you like
shit.
Laxative.
Should I try?
Oh, maybe.
Talk about some.
Should we?
Yeah. But I'm wondering how many you have to eat in
like
order to
bag,
shit yourself.
I would eat like
the
a couple.
No,
eat a couple handfuls.
Yeah.
Eat a
but
couple
like,
handfuls.
Aaron, the reviews of this, it's like classic internet.
I would try
that
it.
Would make you poop.
Make
would
it a TikTok.
Make
it
poop.
A TikTok.
Okay.
Be like, I haven't pooped in 10 months, and I've read the reviews about, and then like show a clip of the reviews, and then eat a bunch of handfuls, and then just keep updating.
The reviews on this thing are like, I woke up on Saturday morning and I spent 12 hours in the toilet. Everything I've ever eaten in my entire life. Yeah. Dude, this is like a big internet like
it's like a
thing.
No.
They haven't changed the recipe or
no, because I think in Japan or wherever they make these, they're not as sensitive to this ingredient.
So it's like if you were to like drink the water in Mexico
similar,
have diarrhea.
Yeah.
Oh,
like whatever their sugar-free substitute is, Americans are just way more sensitive to it. And you like people are buying it as pranks. They're like, I didn't think it was gonna do anything. And it's like I went to a baseball game and you know, 10 minutes in I just realized that, you know. Are you finding
it? I found one.
Okay, let's read it.
It's an Amazon review, 1 star. See you in hell, Haribo, sugar-free gummy bears. This is in 2015. It was my last class of the semester, and the final exam was worth 30% of our grade. After a late night study session, I felt confident, but I had to decide between sleeping in or cooking breakfast. My eyelids chose sleep. My stomach later regretted this decision, and after several uncomfortable stomach growls, I finally decided to make a quick stop by the campus bookstore and grab a snack before my test. Since the semester was ending and everyone was going home for the summer, a lot of the items were on sale, including the snacks and candy that they kept up front. Being in the hungry state I was in, I only felt logical to pick the largest yet least expensive candy in order to get more bang for my buck. And there they sat, two bags of Haribo sugar-free gummy bears. Buy one, get one free. What a deal, I thought naively. I would eat one bag before my test and one bag afterwards.
How big is the bag?
Probably
it's like a regular bag.
Yeah, probably
like a bag
not.
Of gummy bears.
Like not like Costco. Think yeah. of like a okay. little like candy
All
aisle
I can
at
picture.
The store.
Single serving person.
Okay. Yeah.
Like similar to like my Smart Sweets.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
As I walked to class, I gleefully chewed on those abominable little bastards, unaware of the utter mayhem that they would soon unleash upon my poor anus. I sat down at my desk as a professor informed us that due to issues with cheating in the past, restroom breaks would be prohibited until the completion of the exam. I'll give you 10 minutes to use the restroom now. This will be your last chance, any takers. The demon bears hadn't released their unholy necromancy upon my stomach yet, so in my moment of ignorant foolishness, I remained seated, still munching on those miniature bear-shaped bombs. After the students wise enough to take the professor's offer had returned, the professor handed out the test. I was six questions in when it happened. It started subtly at first, almost like a slightly tingly sensation in my lower abdomen. I thought nothing of it. Assuming my intestines were just doing their thing. Little did I know that my intestines.
Did he write it thang?
Thang.
Oh, he's with hilarious. An
A. Little did I know my intestines were trying to desperately warn me of the horror that was upon the horizon. By question 9, it happened again, but this time it was followed by a sharp pain, as if those infernal hellions had orchestrated an attack upon my colon. I fought to contain the groan that tried escaping my lips. It was at this point I began to panic. Something was going horribly long, and I needed to get through this test before it got any worse. By question 14, my worst fear was upon me. The Satan Bear's burning hot, liquidy dark magic crashed against my anal sphincter like a tidal wave. I was able to close the hatch just in time, but those relentless toxic bears beat against it like orcs breaking down the doors of Helm's Deep. I knew I wouldn't be able to do so much as shift in my seat without risking a breach. I kept fighting through the exam, clenching my cheeks with all my might.
Go to the bathroom!
Beads of sweat began rolling down my neck. Suddenly, a loud gurgling war cry came from my belly, and the entire class lifted their heads. At this point, nothing mattered except expelling this ungodly presence from my bowels. With 15 questions left, I promptly wrote C for every answer and ran out of the classroom. My professor yelled something, but I was too preoccupied with the volcanic eruption that needed to take place before I could find sweet, sweet relief. I burst into the bathroom like the Kool-Aid man, and behold, the handicap stall was empty. Sun rays from the adjacent window shone upon it as if it were a gift from God itself. It took me less than 0.5 seconds to undo my belt buckle, pull down my pants, and finally relax my weary buttocks upon the seat. It took absolutely no effort to expel this demon. Almost immediately, the floodgates of hell were opened, and the damned liquefied souls of the entire bag's worth of gummy bears cried as they burned through my sphincter and into the watery abyss below. I never felt such simultaneous relief and anguish in my life. After 30 more minutes of this, I immediately went home, dug a hole in my backyard, and burned the remaining bags of gummy bears. I leave with this. Do not eat these spawns of Satan.
So we only ate one bag.
Yeah. Not only did they cause me to fail my final test, but the anguish I experienced is something I wouldn't wish upon anyone, not even my worst enemy. The only place these godforsaken hell bears belong are buried deep below the earth's surface. I mean, there's like a bunch
All
of reviews,
the reviews
like,
are
that.
Like that.
And I think they're also like doing it to like make it even more of a thing.
Yeah.
But it's
yeah.
like people are shitting
shit
their
brains.
Pants.
You should
I feel
try
like
it.
He could have somehow
been like
told his professor.
Hey, I hate fucking
like, am I the asshole?
Like I would literally be like, don't flush the toilet and I'll go back into the classroom and then be like, you don't believe me?
Go
yeah,
look at it.
Check out what's in there.
Yeah.
Or yeah, like, I'll be like, take my phone, take everything. I just have to shit my pants.
Yeah.
I know that's like.
There's other people who like talk about like they were at a meeting and they didn't make it to the bathroom and they were like, so with shit dripping down my leg, I decided to, I would have to rush to the, I figured I could walk the rest of the way to the bathroom since I already had a breach. But little did I know that walking was not the best idea. I had to run because it continued to explode.
It's
like
crazy.
People just shitting
it
their pants.
So soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like ate it and then went to class.
You really yeah. should try it. Yeah. I'm curious if it'll.
But I'm also like, is that good for you?
Probably not. But
yeah.
Maybe it's worth trying. Or see what the ingredient is that does that. But anyway, thanks for watching another episode of that. Great Influences.
Yeah, go buy your sugar-free Haribo gummy bears.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
But if you want, and like to see if that happens to you.
Well, I feel like we should all try.
I'm never going to do that.
All of us?
I will never.
It doesn't do anything.
I won't eat a whole bag, but I'll eat like a handful.
I'll eat some if I have nothing to do. I'll try.
Yeah, we could have like a party. We could all like hang out and do it together.
A Haribo party?
Yeah.
A nice colon cleanse?
Yeah.
We get like a bunch of outhouses.
We would need porta potties. I would never do that. That would be the worst experience ever.
Sometimes if I'm on a walk, there's like, it sucks because sometimes I'm halfway through and then I start to have to pee and I'll see like random porta potties of like people who have construction going on. I'm like,
you've gone in those?
I haven't, but I always think about it because I'm like, I don't want to go all the way home.
Yeah, they're usually locked.
I know, but sometimes they're not.
Yeah, who cares? Just let it rip.
Ugh.
No.
Porta potties are disgusting. It does suck though,
having to pee. They're always gross, but I feel like one that's in a construction zone is probably not like a festival one, you know?
Yeah, but still, I don't know the cleanliness of it all.
Men using it.
Yeah, true.
Sick.
True.
I'm delirious.
All right, well, Matt has jet lag, and thank you for pulling through for two episodes.
Of course. No. I'm sorry if I was weird.
You're always weird. It's fine.
Yeah, you're always weird. Don't worry about it.
Listen here, you little shit.
That's another episode of Good Influences. Be sure to like this video, comment, subscribe, send us emails, follow us on Instagram, and we'll see you next week, everybody.
Bye.
Toodaloos.